Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each and every week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are truly eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to support you in fulfilling your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. I say this each and every week, but it's true. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays, in my opinion, of course, Coach Adams is biased, each episode is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show broadcasts, archives of previous shows and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Each installment, again, is insightful, and I want you to take the time to go back to the archive, take a look at the subjects that have been discussed, and see what would benefit you and share with your network. Share with others. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share, Coach Adams will share, for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up, our broadcast up, for you, our listening audience, to participate, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and we welcome and encourage. So we invite you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to chime right on in. We always want to know the benefit, if there is a value to what you're hearing. We don't want to just be programming and pull up, you know, drop this information down and it's meaningless for you. It's nothing in alignment with our vision. So it would be great to hear from you at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Mondays, we are taking a look at, because we are in our Shape Up and Win series, and we're taking a look at how to handle life's dip. And I'm going to give a little spin on this term, dip, because you know Coach Adams, she is the acronym queen. So I love to give you acronyms around a specific word so that you can really make connection with that. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to today's show, today's broadcast. Take a quick moment to write on someone's Facebook wall. Send an inbox message. Send a tweet. Send a text, an email, a fax, a DM, a message in the a carrier pigeon. Woo! Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support, faithful and loyal support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to grab your pens, your notepads, your iPads, your tablets, sit at your desktop, grab your laptop, do whatever you need to do, open your notes in your phone, do whatever you need to do to capture the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, it is time to shape up and win. Shape up and win personally and professionally as it relates to your vision, your goals, and living out your dreams. And each week, our desire is to bring you rich programming that supports that, so that each week you're getting various tools that you're able to layer and add into your toolbox of life, and when you need it, you're able to pull it out so that absolutely nothing, not even a bad day, will stop and prevent you, get you stuck and not moving in the direction of crystallizing your vision, manifesting your goals, and living out your dreams. I want you to know that, for those that don't know, that I serve a very powerful and impactful ministry. My mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, every month somewhere around the globe offer a Vertical Leap seminar training. And so we had Vertical Leap this past weekend, and my mentors taught on this subject of life dips. And it really caused me or provoked me to process around this term of dips, because the reality is, personally or professionally, life is going to present us with these dips. And the key of understanding is, when these dips come my way, do I quit? And so I wanted to bring a Coach Adams spin to this subject of handling life's dips and giving you some thoughts around, first of all, what is a dip? A dip is to lower and rehoist. So it is this lowering down and this rehoisting, this rising back up. When you think about a dip is a momentary lowering or a momentary sinking down. It is a decrease slightly or temporarily, a dip. Now, many of us get into what's supposed to be a dip in life, and we end up in a ditch. We don't get out of it. And I know, you know, oftentimes as you've heard me saying, and I'm joked about how I say, you know, being transparent, because I'm on the journey with you. And as long as each and every one of us have breath in our bodies, we are on this journey of life. And circumstances are going to, we're going to be faced with circumstances and challenges that we have to deal with. And so I want you to know that I'm in process with you. And when we're talking about this, no one is exempt from this process of handling life dips. Here's my acronym for you. What have I determined is a dip? Okay, we've heard the formalized definition. We've heard pieces around what connects us today, that lowering and rehoisting, a momentary lowering to decrease slightly or temporarily. So that's what Webster's would say is a dip. Coach Adams, again, wants to give you her spin on a dip. As it relates to our journey of life, and I have an acronym for you, DIPS. The D equals disappointment. Disappointment. The I equals interruption. Interruptions. And we're going to talk about each of these a little bit further. The P equals pain. Pain and suffering. The S equals circumstances. And so when we are talking about handling life's dips, we're talking about handling those disappointments of life, those areas, those times, those challenges and circumstances that you to come out feeling disappointed. Maybe you were expecting something and it didn't come out the way that you desired, and so you're in a place of a dip of disappointment. Maybe there was a circumstance that arose, health-wise, challenge, or whatever it may be. It's an interruption in your movement forward of your plan. It's a dip. You have this dip that's an interruption. Ooh, pain. People hurt you. This can connect back with those disappointments you're dealing with. Whatever the layer of pain is, maybe it's the pain of a relationship that went awry, a pain of a relationship that was a disappointment, a pain of a desire that hasn't yet been fulfilled. Situations are this, whatever those situations may be. The situation that causes you a change in life that you're not expecting, a situation, I've just gotten a notice that I'm being released from my job. Where do I go from here? This situation is unexpected. It's something that I didn't anticipate or expect, and now I'm in this situation, and I need to figure out how do I deal with circumstance that this challenge that I'm identifying as a dip. Again, these things come up. Life is laced with circumstances and challenges that are meant to be just that, a dip. They're not meant to be a ditch, and you get stuck there and you stay there, but many of us get into a downward spiral. And the reality is that all of us, each and every one of us, face challenges and circumstances in life every day. And we have to grow in this recovery time that I often talk about with boy appointment. You are going to experience disappointment. I am one, I have had a number of disappointments that I've had to say, okay, I cannot let this disappointment get me stuck and prevent me from moving forward in my vision. I have to press beyond it. Interruptions in life, whatever they may be, those interruptions come up and they want to throw you off your square completely. It wants to stop the movement of your life. And if you allow it, if you get into that ditch, if you continuously go into that downward spiral, but that interruption is designed just simply to be a dip. It's this temporary transition that lowers you momentarily, but from every dip, there is a process up. If you think about it, see it, envision a dip. It's this lowering down, but then there is this movement up. So you have that sinking, but then you have on the other side that movement up. So you go from the peaks and the valleys of life back to the mountaintop. And that's if we view the dips of life in that way, now we process and transition and move through them differently. So you have those interruptions, you have those pains, and you know, with this being Mental Health Awareness Month, it's important to really touch on these pains, because if we don't manage the pains that we go through, we will get ourselves in a downward spiral of depression, causing us to be in a mental depressed state because of the pains of my baby left me, whatever it may be, and I don't know where to go with all this. These emotions that are heightened because of the hurt, the disappointment, the interruption, the situation that we should all anticipate and expect. I say that because life is a journey. When you get a roadmap for nowadays, of course, if Google Maps is a prime example, they're navigating you through giving you direction from point A to point B. But Google Maps cannot tell you that there may be a roadblock up ahead, there may be a dip in the road, there may be a train stopped ahead, all of these obstacles that you have to face. It's simply just navigating you starting point to your desired destination. You have to move through the terrain of those various things like disappointments, interruptions, pains, and situations that you're with along the way. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is presented by Inspired Media for You. We want to thank you for tuning in today. We're talking to handle life dips. We've identified that life dips are those disappointments, interruptions, pains, and situations that life, the journey of life, presents us with challenges and circumstances and stuff, problems, difficulties have to navigate through. So today I want to add some tools in your toolbox as you're listening in on how to life dip. Those disappointments, those interruptions, those pains, those situations that are designed to be a momentary setback, that are designed to be temporary, that, yes, decrease you slightly but for a moment, but you are not to stay there. You know, it's often been stated that on the other side of every great adversity, there is an equal or greater reward. But this is the thing, that if you quit in the midst of, and many people quit, and you can't quit, you just have to simply rebuild your muscles of it. When you have a disappointment, an interaction, pain, and situation, don't overreact. This is huge. I had to literally today, I had to talk Coach Adams off the ledge. I said, don't get off your square. Don't overreact. Don't overreact to those circumstances that you're presented with. Because when we overreact, we get to a heightened place of emotions, and we're no longer in control of our emotions. Our emotions can get the best of us. So overreacting to the problem will cause a greater degree of agitation because we're not in the right mindset. We're not clear in that moment to make the best possible situation. Associated with those disappointments, those interruptions in life, those pains, those situations. And so number one, don't overreact. Next time you are faced with a disappointment, an interruption, a pain, a situation, step back, breathe, count to 10, do whatever you need to do. But be aware of how you are feeling in that moment. Recenter your thoughts, recenter yourself to that place of calm. Have that, as has been stated, that woosa moment to get yourself back where you need to. So number one is, how do I handle life dips? First and foremost, I have to continue to build my muscles to not overreact. We can think about the media so clearly. We can see the images. I remember a young man and a young lady in a relationship, and this moment of overreacting, it cost their relationship. It cost a season of his career. You know, time away at the camp, as one would say, even if it was but for a moment, it stripped one of time because not being a master of their emotions in that moment. When you with those disappointments, those interruptions, those pains, those situations, the first thing you have to do is you have to have a woosa reason. Center moment so that you don't overreact. You know, I have learned, and I'm still growing, because sometimes that humanity side, that flesh will rise up and we'll start getting boiling over when a situation happens, when a disappointment happens, when a life interruption happens, when we're faced with that pain of a situation. Remember, the disappointments, interruptions, pain, situations. I know I'm repeating it, but I want you to really get it. When you leave Motivational Mondays today, I want you to have a different perception of a dip so that when you're faced with the disappointments, the interruptions, the pains, the situations, you now step back and process it differently. So number one, don't overreact. Grow in. Flex and build those muscles of becoming a master of your emotions. Don't act instinctively. Take a breath. Step back. Remove yourself from the situation. You know, I grew up seeing individuals when the emotions got heightened, the instinct was, bam, they started fighting. So I grew up as a little girl seeing this. And I said, you know what? I do not want this to be my story, that I'm not able to handle my emotions, that the instinct. Now, mind you, in the situation, in all fairness to the people involved, it was a time when, you know, people were drinking and all of this. And so, you know, when you're drinking and when fully in that conscious state, and so I want to add that that was complicating the situations of people being able to make sound judgments at the time. But I saw this growing up as a child. And in seeing this, I had the consciousness of saying, I don't want that to be my story. And I remember early on in my second serious relationship, it got heated in the moment. You know, we were having, as some would say, intense fellowship. This was in my 20s. And I remember this so clearly, but I also remembered, I don't want it to go there for me. And what I ended up doing, because, of course, I'm connecting this to what we're talking about, because I know somebody somewhere right where you are. I literally just simply, in the heat of the moment, because I knew I had to extract, I had to remove myself from that situation, or it was not going to be nice. I grabbed my car, grabbed my keys, got in the car, took a drive. That's what I needed to do in that moment. So whatever you need to do, I know how to now stay in the situation differently, but I was in my 20s. And it was like, oh, no, this is getting really heated. I can feel it, the boiling point coming. So I knew that I needed to, or I was going to overreact because it was heated, to do something to remove myself. And so whatever it takes for you, when those dips happen in life, don't overreact. Don't allow yourself to lose your ability to maintain and be in control of your emotions. Stay calm. Recenter, refocus. So that's number one in handling life's dips, those disappointments, interruptions, pains, and situations. Number two would be accept the present moment. Accept the present moment doesn't mean that you linger there and there's not the hope for change, but don't be in denial about where you are and what the circumstances are that you are faced with in that moment. Simply be real with. Keep it real, as the youth would say. Be real with where you are on your journey in that present now moment. Again, it doesn't mean that there is no hope for change. There's no hope for the circumstances to change. But what many of us do is we are in denial. And when you're in denial, then, you know, you want to act like you're not in control of the situation and it doesn't exist, and blah, 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 blah. And so you'll stay in situations, and you'll be like that little hamster on a wheel. You'll be going around and around and around and around and around, nowhere, no growth. You're stuck. You're feeling stagnant. And so accept where things are and accept how people are. You know, when people reveal themselves to you, I always used to hear this, when people, and I think Oprah, I heard her say it at one stage as well, when people reveal themselves to you, believe them. Don't think that what they've given you that peekaboo moment of, that that's not who they are. Now, I'm not saying, don't misunderstand what Coach Adams was saying, I'm not saying that people cannot change, but don't be in denial. So accept in that moment of time the way that things may be and the way that people are. Don't have on the rose-colored glasses. because all we can do is change ourselves, and we will grow more frustrated if we do not accept the reality of the circumstances in that moment. Because when we understand that, now we are in a position for change. Once you understand that, you face it head on, you're able to think more clearly. You're able to be calmer in the situation. You're able to establish some goals to move forward beyond where you may find yourself in that moment of time that is always subject to change. So I want you to know that this one is key, because many of us, we don't want to accept the reality. Accept the reality. I made some bad decisions up in here, and I need to re-navigate on my journey. The awesome thing is, you know, when you think of Google Maps and all of that, you get off course, it's going to re-navigate you back. And so whatever your anchor is in life, you get off course, it will re-navigate you back. So know that it's okay. So number one, don't overreact. And we're hearing again, accept the present moment of where we may find ourselves. Accept the way that things are, that are always subject to change. Accept what people reveal to you as it relates to those relational connections, be it in business, personally, professionally, whatever it is, when it's revealed to you, so that now you can calmly, again, you're hearing calmly, process through, think things through more clearly, being able to establish and outline a plan for moving beyond that moment. But if you're in denial, you're not going to be in position to move beyond that moment. You know, I think about Alcoholics Anonymous, for example. That's a battle that my dad had. He was an alcoholic. And in AA, you have to acknowledge where you are in that moment, the reality of it. Hello, my name is, I'm an alcoholic. It doesn't mean that you're not moving forward to sobriety, but you have to acknowledge where you are in that moment. And one day at a time, move forward beyond that situation. So the same is true with what we're talking about today, that when you're able to accept that disappointment, the moment of that, you don't wallow there. You don't get into a ditch. You don't go into an endless downward spiral using that as an excuse. Well, the disappointment, the interruption of life, the pain of life, the situation of life, and use that as an excuse to spiral down. The awareness of it, simply the awareness of it, bringing it forward. An addict cannot get help until they admit, I have an issue. So what we're saying is here in number two is acknowledge there is an issue so that you now can strategize and navigate yourself away from it. It could easily be, oh my gosh, I am lost up in here. I've lost my way. I need to get back on track. So now you can re-sync with Google Maps, allow it to recalibrate and get you back on track. And that's what the plan of action would do to move you in a clearer direction towards your goals personally and professionally. When you have a dip in life, it doesn't have to knock you out. It may temporarily, remember we stated that a dip, it's a temporary place. It's a momentary lowering, just a moment. We're not designed to be there. It is this lowering and this rehoisting when you look at a dip. So it's not designed to keep you down and out in Beverly Hills, as they would say. It's not designed to keep you down. Yes, it may be a hiccup on the journey, but it's just that. It's a hiccup. If you know how to navigate and handle those disappointments, those interruptions, those pains, those situations. I want to thank you again, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We are talking about how to handle life dips. Those disappointments, those interruptions, those pains, those situations. Understanding that a dip is a temporary, a momentary lowering and a rehoisting up. So it's not designed to keep you there. We've said, how do I handle these moments of dip? Well, we've established that when we're in those places of dip, those disappointments, interruptions in life, those pains, those hurts, those situations, that the number one thing is don't overreact. Be a master of your emotions. Don't overreact. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. Accept where you are. Have the awareness. Don't be in denial. Have the awareness of where you are and who people are being revealed to you in those moments so that you can now step back with a calm demeanor, being able to think more clearly, to strategize your plan for moving forward, for getting out of that dip. We've established don't allow your dip to become a ditch, and you continue to dig yourself deeper and deeper in that thing. That thing being that disappointment, that interruption, those pains, those situations. Number three, don't blame others. Oh, this one is hard because it's so easy to want to blame someone else for our circumstances. You know, it's he, the man that I'm with, or it's she, the woman that I'm with, or it's whatever the case may be. I didn't get my 5 acres of the mule. Whatever it is, it's easy to want to blame someone else. And many people have gotten into the habit of blaming someone else for their circumstances. We are all participants on our journey. Like it or not, we are participants. If you fully engage or not, you're still a participant. You make a decision or not, you are a participant. Because when you don't make a decision, guess what? And you're not making a decision, you're in the situation because you didn't want to make a decision. If you make a bad decision, no worries. You'll get re-navigated. Stop blaming others. Don't allow it to be others, others, others. I'm in this situation because of them. I'm in this. Own it. Own it. Put your big girl jeans on, your big man jeans on. Own the situation for right where you are. Don't blame others. Because the more you blame, the less you're able to face the circumstances and get yourself out of it, because now you get into this woe is me because of the other people, because of what they did or this or that or the other, and you're not making decisions that would, as a life manager, that would empower you to navigate out of the circumstances. Remember, how am I handling this? A part of handling this is growing to be a better life manager. And growing to be a better life manager, I am learning how to navigate myself through this journey of life, growing from one situation to the next, from one dip to the next, from one disappointment to the next, from one interruption of life to the next, from one pain to the next, from one circumstance to the next. I'm learning to grow forward. So don't blame others. When you're blaming others, you've taken out that element of growth. And as my mentors teach on it, now is illegitimate suffering versus legitimate suffering. See, these dips are designed to be legitimate suffering in that we come out stronger, better, wiser. We've grown from those disappointments, from those interruptions of life, from those pains, from those situations. But if you're blaming others, you're going to go in the situation and come, go through the situation and come out of the situation the same way. There's no change. There's no growth. You come out bitter. You're still hanging on to that hurt and resentment and all of this, blaming that person. You're in a place of unforgiveness. Now you're internalizing that and you're getting sick and stuff because you been blaming others, and it's affecting the whole soma effect is happening to you. So don't blame others. You want to detach, and I teach this often in my coaching practice, that we have to detach from the results. That you do all that you know to do, but then you have to learn to detach, grow in the habit of detaching from what the outcome will be. Because life is going to present whatever it's going to present. Yes, we can do our due diligence. We can be faithful on our journey to do all that we know to do. But you have to detach from how will this outcome be. Because when you're dealing with other people and all of these things that are beyond your control, you can only be in control of you. So when you're interacting and engaging with others, participating with others, all you can do is bring your best you forward and then detach from the results. I hope you understand that. So when you grow up learning to detach, it's very powerful because you're going to feel less disappointment, the interruptions of life that come, they're not going to throw you completely off your square. I'm not saying they won't affect you, but your recovery time will be greater, less. So what may have taken you to recover from a situation in the past 6 months, you're now able to recover in 2 days, in a day, in hours, in weeks, in months, whatever it is. So you're always growing in recovery time. So this is very key and important. So that detachment from the results, when you bring forth your very best, you can actually, this is what's so amazing, when you're faithful in situations, you can be at peace to know I've done all that I can possibly do. Detach, however it unfolds, is how it will unfold. So we're not saying don't be faithful, but we're saying detach from the expectations of how things will unfold. Now that is key to understand. You know, I know for me, you know, I had this fear of speaking early on. I would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak before a group, and I would think about, you know, oh my gosh, you know, get all into this ink. But no, I had to detach from the results, and I had to move beyond as an example. And then I was pleasantly surprised that, oh my gosh, I realized, wow, this, I was made for this. But I could have continuously got caught up into, okay, what's the outcome going to be? This anxiety of what I didn't need to be anxious about, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And so when we learn to detach many of our fears and insecurities and all of that stuff, it will minimize. But we have to learn to detach. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I am going to, I know I have a couple of more bullets that I want to share with you. But I just want to take a check-in. I want to give a pause at this moment because I want to hear from you. And so for those of you in our global listening audience that are listening in, I want to give you the opportunity on what has been shared so far. We have shared four key elements to handling the dips in life, the dips of life. We've given an acronym for the word dip so that we can really see it. We've talked about what a dip is. So I want to take a pause. I want to invite you, our globalistic audience, to chime in. If you have a question, if you have a comment around what's being shared, are you taking anything away? Are you getting value? Are you receiving anything? This is the time in our broadcast and our programming when we invite you, our globalistic audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I'm again invite you to chime on in. Our programming is open. Meanwhile, we're going to continue the richness of what is being shared today around how to handle life dips. How do I handle these dips on my journey? How do I handle these disappointments? How do I handle these interruptions in life? How do I handle this pain and this hurt and I'm suffering? How do I handle that? How do I handle the situations that come up in life that I cannot predict, but I have to deal with them? I'm now faced with these situations. And we've established, and I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you. We have established that how do we deal with these dips? Number one, we must have a clear picture, image of understanding that a dip is temporary. It's momentary. It's this temporary lowering, but there is this rehoisting up. So a dip is not designed to keep us down. It's a transitional place. And so when we understand that, we wrap our brains around that, and we leave with that mindset that now I have a different point of view. I have a different perception around dips when I'm faced with those disappointments, those interruptions, those pains, and those situations. So we want to recognize that first and foremost, don't overreact. Don't allow your emotions to get the best of you. We've established that. Accept the present moment of where you are. Just simply that awareness of where you are. Don't be in denial of the circumstances. Don't be in the denial of when people reveal themselves to you and it causes a disappointment or pain or whatever the case may be. Now that you have that awareness, you can now face that issue calmly, more clearly, and this is key, strategize your way right on out of that situation. Don't blame others. Don't say, why didn't you turn in your homework? The cat ate it. When you know you didn't do your homework, you didn't do your due diligence, you were not faithful, the dog ate it, whatever. It got eaten up by the garbage disposal, whatever the case may be. I'm using that because I know all of us whatever age we are, at some level, we were in school, even if you were in school for a day. So you can relate to having to turn in homework. Got it? Just giving you that as an illustration. So know that. Don't blame others. Take ownership. Don't get into the habit of blaming others, because when you're in denial, you're not in that place to face the circumstances. When you're pointing the finger or trying to point the finger at everybody else, it's never you. No, take responsibility. Don't be so critical of others, but own your part of the process. Own it. Detach from the results. This is key, because so often we get our minds into this anxiety place of fear and, you know, insecurities about the end result. Oh, if I open up and, you know, allow my heart to be open, they're going to disappoint me, they're going to hurt me. Don't try to figure it all out. Just bring your best you forward. That's all you can do. Be faithful in bringing your best you forward. I just want to remind our Global Listening audience that our programming is open, and we do invite your questions and comments. This, again, is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in today's discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The call-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And again, we invite you to chime in. It always adds to a greater layer of richness to hear what are you receiving, our Global Listening audience. As we continue on in the points that we have for you today in how to handle life's dips, those disappointments, interruptions, pains, and situations, we want to recognize that we cannot overanalyze. So don't overanalyze. I can get into that major analytical mind. I'm constantly processing, rethinking over and over, trying to dot every I and cross every T. Overanalyzing can cause you not to take action on your goals. And that will make you feel frustrated because it takes you into this downward spiral. So don't overanalyze. Don't overthink situations, events that occur. If I would have, should have, could have, did that. No. You're faced with it, deal with it, process, move forward. Strategize. How will you navigate away from? Don't get into that downward spiral of overanalyzing a situation, that overanalytical mind that in turn will get you stuck. And that's the key. It will get you stuck because you're digging in your heels, overthinking that situation, and you're no longer moving in the direction of your goals. And so what was meant to be a dip, it now turns out to be a ditch. You're digging in, and you're allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You want to guard against that. So don't overanalyze. Accept the changes in life. You know, whenever I talk about change, I think about Who Moved My Cheese and the cute little story about the two little mice sniffing scurry at the cheese station. And you know, the cheese station that was once plentiful, there starts to be a decrease, and one doesn't want to move. They don't want to embrace the change, and the signs are there, and the other one realizes, oh, my gosh, I got to go to a different cheese station. So accept that change is a part of life. Don't get in that place of fear and get stuck and resist the change. That is why people don't grow forward. They resist the change because change is going to happen. We have to deal with change. These dips that we're faced with, the disappointments, the interruptions, the pains, the that's a whole different ballgame. So please understand the disclosure on that. Not trying to break up any marriages. But you're in a relationship. You're not married yet. It's not going anywhere. You're feeling like a hamster on the wheel. Don't be afraid to accept the change. That, you know what, this is not going in the direction that I want it to. Okay, I'm disappointed by it. Yeah, I'm hurt, whatever the case may be. But don't resist and just stay there, stay too long, stay on the hamster on the wheel, get off the wheel. Move to a different cheese station. Don't die in that cheese station, Hulu My Cheese. So understand that we have to accept the change. Accept it so you can deal with it, so you can face it head on. And make the shifts that you need to make. We have to train our minds to not see change as being a bad thing. You know, the interesting thing is that every situation that I've had that required me to change, good or not so good, liked it or not, when it was all said and done, when I got on the other side, it ended up being much more beneficial for me. So I want you to know that don't be afraid of this process of change. Don't compromise your lifestyle with others. This one is one that is truly key because, you know, you have to hold your own standards, maintain your boundaries. And so don't compromise your lifestyle with others, whatever that may look like and mean and be for you. As we have just talked about, we had a rich discussion around how to handle life dips. Those disappointments, interruptions, pains, and situations, and OMG, oh my gosh, how quickly an hour of power has simply flown by. We want to continue this dialogue. Maybe you just ask a question or make a comment, want you to be reminded or want you to know that we want to continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open forum, so you can have the opportunity to make a comment, ask a question, maybe have a show idea or a topic that you would like to see discussed. There is a place to be able to make that connection. If you visit CoachAdams.com, and I do want to stay in touch with you and connect with you, if you visit CoachAdams.com under my contact page, it'll connect you with my social networks, and so you can make that connection there. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. On our next installment, we're going to, bottom line, continue our journey. I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And twice a year, in January and July, we host a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win, Win Shop. 4 hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Our next Win Shop has been calendared. Registration is open for July 29th. If you would like additional information and to acquire your ticket, reserve your seat, visit TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. TicketRiver.com/Coach Adams. Sponsorship opportunities are also available You can give us a call at 310-289-2101. Give our team a call for sponsorship opportunities too. 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I coach and you win.